This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now, after all that discussion of food, ladies and gents, I can tell you that that felt like the longest song ever. But welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites on BFM. My name is Rich Bradbury in the studio with...
Audrey Raj.
Arvindy Braj.
Of course, we gave you some updates to our Bersatu for Makan, our Malaysian food fight.
Eugene has chimed in on WhatsApp to say, you know, can you guys suggest a good place for roti chana? You're all making me hungry.
Raju's in PJ. That's like my go-to.
There you go. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to argue with that because I probably don't know where the best place is. I just go to any place that serves
it.
Anywhere. Also, we had one from Tenny as well, right, who asked about the...
And so Tenny wanted to know how come Bakute didn't emerge out of the draw.
Because not enough people voted for it.
Yeah, so Bakute was up against banana leaf rice and Bakute lost 40% to 60%.
There you go.
Close, though.
Yeah,
close.
But you know, could Bakute stand up against nasi lemak in the semifinals?
No.
I don't think
so.
We've had some feedback regarding the features that you'd like to see on the future phone. I've got one over on Insta Story. Drone features. Now, I'm not so sure what they mean by that. First, but let's kind of break it down. It could be the remote control, which I'm sure you can get for some drone companies, I believe. But yeah, it might be nice for little, little
wings to
pop out and for your phone to kind of fly off for a little while by itself.
Didn't you just say the phone on wheels was ridiculous?
Yeah.
but the flying phone's fine.
That's perfectly fine. I'm okay with that. Let us know. You've got a few more minutes if you'd like to feedback. You've got about 15 minutes, in fact. 018-789-8899. That's the WhatsApp number, Twitter or Instagram, at BFM Radio. Final story of the day then, Arv.
Yeah, so you know how we normally talk about, you know, streaming services are, you know, making it, becoming bigger and bigger every year and how they're taking over like physical media.
Yeah.
They're changing the way we consume content. Yesterday, I think it was yesterday or day before yesterday, Masses had an article that said that Speedy Video in Mid Valley is closing down soon, which kind of reflects what we always talk about regarding, you know, like streaming services and how people don't consume content the same way anymore. And Speedy is having like this huge sort of like blowout clearance sale before they shut down for good. Just to note though, we have no idea if Speedy Video itself is closing down because there are still a few outlets here and there, but the one in Mid Valley is closing down soon. We're not sure when, but because of that, they're clearing out their stocks and all. It's also interesting to note that Speedy has closed down a few outlets over the years. There was one in Bangsa Village that's not there anymore. Mm-hmm. There was one in IPC. I think they disappeared when IPC went through its big renovation phase. And I think Movie Magic in Mid Valley itself, which is connected with Speedy Video, they were on the second floor and they closed down a few years ago. So they have been sort of shutting down here and there. But the one in Mid Valley is a huge, like one of their biggest branches. And I think it has their most stock and they are also shutting down soon. So it makes you question, like, you know, what can outlets like Speedy and like home video places do if they want to either evolve or, you know, like change according to the times or despite changing times? Like, when is the last time you guys stepped into a home video store, like here or, you know, anywhere?
I think I did just last month when I saw you in the video store and I came to wanted to say hi
or actually just
like sneak a photo of him, you know, browsing. But I wasn't there to shop.
I think the last time that I was in there was the one in Mid Valley, and it wasn't to say hello to Arvin. It was just to see what they got in.
Even though I bumped into you after that, if
that's
I remember,
correct. That's correct. Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's here's the thing, right? Blockbuster. You know, you just have to look at Blockbuster, and you know, how could they have evolved on one thing or another? And they were selling DVDs and they were selling Blu-rays, and they couldn't evolve, you know, and rescue their business model. I mean, if you're selling Blu-rays for 55 or 65 ringgit or however much they are, and then you have to have a second device to play those things on, that's not much of a sustainable business model when now you have, you know, streaming services that are 15 ringgit a month and with Apple's coming up at, what, 12 ringgit a month? 20 ringgit a month. You know, it for a lot of people, I think it's a no-brainer.
But I think the last I was at Speedy to buy something was actually for like the movie merchandise.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So that's where I go, but not really for the videos or the DVDs or the Blu-rays at all. So I'm just wondering, was there anything they could have done to kind of pivot and you know, to try and to be relevant?
I mean,
relevant.
You might be right about moving on to merchandising, posters, T-shirts, the little figurines or something like that. I mean, we have specialized stores in Malaysia that sell that kind of stuff, but I think Speedy could have been smart, you know, because they're like franchised out, and there's quite a few of them around the Klang Valley. They could have done something like that, and that might have helped.
But, you know, for like movie lovers, or movie buffs, there will still be a demand for Blu-rays, correct?
I'm not so sure anymore. So I'm one of the people who would like, you know, anytime there's a Speedy there, I would walk in, see if there's something on sale, pick up a few Blu-rays. I've done that a lot. So every time they have a sale, I pick up like Blu-rays for like 10 ringgit, 25 ringgit. And it's a nice haul. So I'm able to take like a stock of Blu-rays home and I watch them and stuff because I still collect. But I'm aware that I'm in a niche market. I'm in a market that's shrinking by the day. Like every time Netflix comes out with, you know, 4K or UHD or some other way of selling you their product, I become one person in a shrinking group of people. Yeah. So, but the other thing about Speedy is that they've been like super. Their endurance has been like amazing over the last years because Malaysia had a huge piracy problem. I think about 10 years ago, we had like, you know, DVD peddlers on like every street corner. You would see one of them. Pasamalams would have them. It was so easy to buy
pirated a gold disc original.
not the purple disc. But Speedy still survived. And they had so many outlets. They've only recently started closing down. And then Astro came along with their, you know, big, their better movie packages. And they had like the same day as the US stuff. Speedy still was around. Netflix showed up, what, 4-ish, 5 years ago? Speedy still was around, even with their streaming services. So they have the endurance and the, you know, the sustainability. They've been like super steady in a market that's, you know, shrinking and getting smaller. It's just that what can they do to evolve to the next step? Netflix is a good template. Like Netflix used to be like Speedy Video. They used to have home video and DVD rentals and stuff. They became a streaming service. And now Netflix are the guys who are killing the home video guys. So they're killing the people who they used to be. What can companies like Speedy do if they want to evolve? So I'm just trying to think. I can't think of anything unless they change the business model or other home video guys change their business model, which is something Blockbuster didn't do.
Right.
Which is something that other stores in Malaysia didn't do, like Tower Records I used to go to. They're not around anymore. I think there's one outlet left, if not mistaken. Rock Corner, I used to go there as well. They're not around anymore. So, it, you know, when it changes, I think, you know, we don't think about the business aspect of it so much. We don't think about the people involved, a lot of people who work there, which might lose their place of work after this. And we also don't think about how businesses should sort of adapt before the change happens or before the big change happens.
I mean, one of the big stores that closed down in the UK that I was a huge fan of was HMV, you know, and they were a store that sold Blu-rays and DVDs and CDs and merchandise and even video games and video consoles. So it wasn't like they hadn't decided to try everything, you know, before failing. And I think the problem with it is, there were two things that affected them. One, it was they were on almost every high street, so you can't say it was location. And it wasn't really their prices were too high. They weren't much more expensive than everybody else. Mm-hmm. I think they just tried to overstretch. I think they tried to do too much, you know, and it wasn't about having that niche anymore. Mm. Another company, Our Price, they were another company that sold CDs, DVDs, and that kind of stuff. And they disappeared because HMV were getting bigger. So HMV kind of took a lot of staff from Our Price. But it was at that point where the internet was becoming much more accessible. You know, people could download movies, they could download music, and it was that digitization that I feel killed the high street store, a high street music store.
Niche is an interesting word because maybe the way to do it wouldn't be to get bigger, but to get smaller and more focused on like a group of people. Like you said, vinyl is coming back. Before we went on the show, we said that, you know, vinyl is making a big comeback. You know, maybe go into small segments like that, you know, bring the newer vinyls or special edition vinyls. You know, the stores that you go to, like, you know, when you visit like LA or maybe like New Orleans or somewhere, they have these small pocket stores that only cater to like collectors and a niche market. That would be like, you know, lucrative business.
Maybe they could do something like look into, you know, classic Malaysian movies or something like that and reissue classic Malaysian movies, stuff that we no longer see available on DVD or Blu-ray, rather, whatever it is nowadays. You know, I don't know. But even then, just the idea of having a physical copy, I don't think many people really want it anymore.
And maybe not even a physical store, because you can do all of this online, right? Mm-hmm. And have the convenience of, you know, having it delivered to you and having people browse. You can reach millions online. So maybe that's why they're shutting down the stores.
So Speedy is on a couple of platforms, I think Lazada and Shopee and stuff. So they have an online presence. They are doing sales online. So it'll be interesting to see if they go completely online. Maybe even sell, like, you know, cinema equipment for people who, like, you know, what do you call it? Like turntables and stuff. So that would be like an interesting way.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Folks, ladies and gents, thank you very much for tuning in and giving us your feedback regarding what features you'd like on your future phone. We have a very long list of stuff on there. But, of course, we have to wrap up. So we started off with that story. But very quickly, we've got one on Twitter.
Yeah. So Michael Cheng says, can I have a bottle opener on my phone, please? and Ravin says, data free and charging done automatically.
Nice. Any odds, anything over on WhatsApp before we wrap up?
Not at all. This is just one here from Tenny who says, not at all. Netflix doesn't have everything, but, you know, Blu-rays are cheaper and worth it because, and DVDs, a lot of them are defected. After you buy, you might not really, you know, like what you get. So I guess, you know, he's saying that, you know, there's a downside to every
all of
form
them.
Of it.
Yeah.
Okay, so we started off with what features would you like to see on your future phone? We then moved on to
the champions, the Malaysian Food Champions League, and how it's intensifying. In our semifinals, we have nasi lemak versus banana leaf and char kway teow versus roti canai.
Oh my God.
Go cast your votes on our Instagram. Our handle is at BFM Radio.
Vote wisely.
Then we spoke about how Speedy Video in Mid Valley is grinding to a halt.
Boom. Right. Ladies and gents, don't go anywhere because coming up after the news, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. The Human Rights Commission of Malaysia, Suhakam, marks its 20th anniversary this year. The Breakfast Grill managed to speak with Suhakam Commissioner Dato' Mark Weng Kwai on the pace of institutional reforms as well as the level of commitment to human rights protection in Malaysia. That's all coming up on after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Audrey Raj and Arvind Yuvaraj, this has been Enterprise Biz Bites here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.